It's actually pretty decent outside today. I do not know how you wrote me to come outside with you, but thank you. Yeah, I know I have to go outside every now and again. But people are scary. I know there's nothing to fear. But you know me. I have problems, I guess. Thank you for helping me through them, though. Without you, I wouldn't be doing half the things that I do now. Like going to a petting zoo. I mean, a giant going to a petting zoo? It's unheard of. I certainly wouldn't go by myself, and I thought that was always like a kid's activity, you know? Parents bring their child to pet like a bunny or something. But adults going? Just adults? It's nothing that's ever crossed my mind before. Yeah, I see now, just from walking through the entrance. This is for all ages. I see an old couple over there, children with their parents. It was a misconception on my part. And I can admit that. I was wrong. Though, may I ask just one thing? No crowded areas. At least, not so soon. I have to psych myself up for those types of things. Can we go to something that's not that popular? Well, I'm not entirely sure what that would be. I didn't even know this town had a petting zoo. Well, bust out the map and see what it says. If I had to take a shot in the dark, I would say sheep and, like, horses would be the most popular with people. Okay, so rabbits is closest to the entrance. It's over there. We're right there at the moment. So, goats, pigs, horses, sheep. I didn't know they'd have parrots. That's interesting. Well, where would you like to go? You want me to pick? But, I mean, you're the one that brought me here, so, I mean, I'm just following the leader, yeah? You're doing this for me? Is it because I brought up that I want to go to a petting zoo someday? No wonder we're here. Is this a special treat for me? It wasn't obvious to me, okay? I didn't know. Oh, that's very sweet of you. Come here. Thank you. Always trying to help me. Thank you for being so sweet. Well, if that's the case, and with the amount of times I have brought it up and what I'd want to see at a petting zoo, let's go see the pigs. But first, how much did it cost to come in here? Well, when we were at the counter, I wasn't making eye contact with the person. And I wasn't looking up at all. I was just looking down at my feet. Because people scare me. Okay. I guess that's not so bad. I want us to get your money's worth. So, pigs and a few other things. But first, pigs. So I guess we have to follow this path over here then. What type of pigs are they, anyway? Ooh, pot belly. They're gonna have really big bellies. Oh, it's gonna be so cute. I love pigs, you know that. With the amount of pig plushies I've been asking for, it's very obvious, I think. I don't know. It's like I'm almost obsessed with them. Why am I obsessed? I'm not quite sure. I think it started sometime a year or two ago when I was just scrolling down the internet and I got recommended a pig video. And from there I got another one and another one and another one. And now I'm here. They're just so cute. Piglets and full-grown ones, it doesn't matter. What I'm hoping, though, is that the general public, or just the people here, think they're too disgusting and won't be around, so I can have all the pigs to myself. Well, people see pigs as filthy creatures. So, another reason to love them. They're not as loved as other animals. Yeah, you love to eat them. But I mean, would you have a pig as a pet? See, I would. To me, they're like the equivalent of dogs. Now, they're still very tasty and I will eat them. But, I mean, look at them. Look at that picture right there. It's cute. It cannot be denied. Look at its piggy little face. Oh, I can't wait to see them. Huh? Oh, shush. Of course I have a smile on my face. I'm with you, of all people. Why wouldn't I smile? Wait. Really? I've never noticed that I don't smile in public. Yeah, really. I can kind of figure out where that came from, though. It must be like a condition that I created for myself. I'm really self-conscious when it comes to my teeth. I kind of have a gap, which of course you know. You're my significant other. Of course you know. But, you see, typically whenever I laugh, I like to cover my mouth. I don't know, there's something about it that I like it, but I don't want other people to see it, you know? It's a weird way to explain it, and it probably sounds very dumb. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being this way. I really am. I know I shouldn't apologize for being the way I am, but that's the way I am. I apologize for even the smallest of things. I don't know why. You say I can build self-confidence, but I don't see that being real. I don't see that being a possibility. I don't. And do I really need it? I can still function in life. It's just when there's a lot of people around, I get a little weird. I don't know. I do know one thing, though. You certainly won't judge me. And I'm hoping that these pigs don't judge me either. They shouldn't be scared of human interaction, being here of all places. So, it should be a wonderful time. A wonderful time with two of my most favorite things in this world. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Look. Oh, they have children. Oh, so cute. Do you think we can feed them? I should remain calm. I shouldn't run up to them and freak them out, but I'm so excited. Hi there, darling. Hello. You're so cute. Do you know that? Come here. You gotta, sniff my hand first, right? It's rubbing up on my hand. Can I give you a little scritch scritch? Come here, I'll make you a little scritch scritch.
Yeah.
A little scritch scritch. Oh, it's getting out its side. This is the best. Baby, thank you for taking me here. Oh. You're such a cutie patootie. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Your belly is so big. Why is your belly so big, huh? I just want to slap it, but I won't do it. But I want to. Do you see anywhere we can feed them? Oh, I love your face so much. You're the cutest creature I've ever seen in my life. Why? Why? Why are you allowed to be so cute? I need to know. Yes, I'm talking to the pig, not you. But you're your own anomaly. You are very cute. Do you want me to scratch you the same way I do the pig? You weren't supposed to say yes. Oh my gosh. I'd say we lucked out today. No one's here at all. Perfect. Just absolutely perfect. I couldn't imagine a better day. Well, maybe if the clouds were covering the sun at the moment, that'd be even better. But you take what you can get. Oh, this is such a calming, calming moment. Hey, I shouldn't be doing all of this. Come pet them too. They'll love it. Come on, come on. Give them a little pet.
Yeah, like that.
See? Don't they remind you of dogs? They just don't bark. They do a little snort. Sometimes a big snort, but you know, it's... It's basically the same. It's totally the same. Thank you for giving me this lovely experience with you. We've only been here for a few minutes and I'm having a blast. Even though this seems very mundane and simple to others, I'm a very simple person. I can just feed birds out at the pond or do puzzles, and I'll be a happy camper. So, this is peak entertainment to me. So thank you. Oh, more of them are coming over. Does my size not scare you? Oh, you guys are the best little creatures ever. He's such a cutie patootie.